My anxiety rises as the words crookedly scatter out of my lips. I have to constantly remind myself that I am overqualified to speak this language that Puerto Rico and the Bronx mixed for me in a caldero with salsa, boogaloo, and hip-hop. The voice of my college professor sneaks into my psyche saying, "Destiny, it's Puerto Rico, not Puerto Rico." My awkward giggle and, "Oh yeah, right, seals her comfort and authority above my breakdancing words. Being a second generation New Yorican has engraved a list of what I should be on my torso reading. You are not American enough. You are too American. You have to know more Spanish. You don't know enough Spanish. You only speak Spanglish. Change your accent to sound like the Puerto Ricans that live in Puerto Rico. Wait, no, Latin America, because, well, you know, just like the Cubans and the Dominicans, you are a Caribbean Latino. Other Latinos, don't let me forget it. They push us to the side of the plate like habichuelas with white rice. If you need confirmation of my culture, just wait until you see me get mad. Or when music enters the room and my body takes the dance floor by the memory of the blood of my ancestors that danced through me. You are a second generation New Yorican. They don't let me forget it. They ask, isn't Puerto Rico part of America anyways? This question is not the reality. Dying, depression, suicide, America just owns it. Like they own the identity they created for me. A diaspora of a rainbow of people, a sea-leaping hurricane named colonization. Her new disguise of a name is Maria. It is no accident that we were sent to New York City. It is no accident that New York City has the largest population of Puerto Ricans in the USA. It is no accident that the Bronx houses the largest population of Puerto Ricans in NYC. It is no accident. The Bronx houses the poorest congressional district in the United States of America. My identity is no accident. I am not who they predetermined me to be. I am my abuela's last dying wish. Her Boricua bloodline birthing a woman not afraid of breathing out the fires my ancestors left dormant in my veins. Our beloved elders have created an entire country outside of our island, and they call it Nueva York. They've left us equipped with bodegas and botanicas that keep us connected to our indigenous lands. New Yorican millennials, we have all that we need to continue the work. Wake up. No more living in the American dream. Haven't you heard? America eats its babies. Puerto Rico was already a rich port named Borinquen, a rich country, no island, no commonwealth. Commonwealth. A political unit having local autonomy, but voluntarily united with the USA. Webster's dictionary has misused the word voluntarily again. America births another strategic war project. Didn't I tell you? America eats its babies. Legend and Boricua poet Julia de Burgos collapsed and died alone on a Harlem sidewalk. Buried in a potter's field under the name Jane Doe. Puerto Rican women are everything except Jane Doe. Will they ever love us unless we become her? My identity is a small island spread throughout the world. A new Eurekan. Yeah, that's me. But even so, I can still hear the singing coqui. Every time they rip open our bodies, it is no coincidence that what they find in our DNA is resilience.